Totally funny, playing Scooby Snacks. Wasn't really planning on that. Happy Halloween, everybody. I thought I'd keep the reverb going.
Happy Halloween.
So this is a scary coffee shop street Halloween ambiance.
Is it scary? It sounds kind of nice.
Can I get a double frappuccino pumpkin spice latte with a splash of crayon?
Of course. Would you like blood in there?
Absolutely. We're playing some Halloween tunes. My Halloween outfit went awry. We tried to get vampire teeth that didn't work.
Chemicals.
Too many chemical tastes in those vampire teeth. Maybe we need to quickly grab those really cheap looking vampire teeth. And then I bought a Wednesday wig. And it's for like a baby doll. It doesn't fit. I'm going to smush my black L.A. Dodgers hat over it and hope for the best.
There you go.
But I don't know. We're just going to look festive. We might not have put in enough effort on this Halloween. Well, but here we are. We're playing Halloween songs. Who's doing that?
There you go. Like this one behind us.
Doesn't this make it
Take
feel...
Take it away, Burt Bacharach.
Maybe it's Burt Bat... Correct.
Bat, ooh.
See what I did there with the bats?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into some, a devil song, because devils are cool on Halloween. Some soul cuffing.
Oh, good, I love it.
Please enjoy, it's Friday on a Friday, on this Friday. Halloween afternoon. 88.5.
Giant down. Damn, the screen's just Operation Field, they love to love the wealth of an SS4 making scary sounds.
Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
Today's the day. Today's the day. Every spooky being gotta get out there. Everybody, hello. Hello. Hello, Jason Friday.
Hello. Dun, 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 everywhere. But just the sky.
I love this movie.
This is Halloween. What is that? Oh, Nightmare on Christmas? Or Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
We've never seen at the Hollywood Bowl. It gets a little crazy. They perform everything.
I know.
We were talking about some of the costumes that we've worn over the years.
Yeah.
And I played Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. Now, that is a special ghoulish version from the horror movie Megan 2.0.
Oh.
That's from the trailer. But one year, I was like a zombie Britney Spears. I was a vampire, but then I also wore the Oops, I Did It Again little girl, schoolgirl outfit.
Are you obsessed with Britney?
Totally. Like, totally. Brittany, I am totally on your team.
Team Brittany.
I hope she does better.
Yeah.
What else? We played Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl. You're a big zombie fan. I once, when I worked at K-Rock in New York, listeners were something else. And back in the day, they'd call you all the time, and someone told me I look like Rob Zombie. I was like, cool, cool. He's, you know, good-looking man. He's a good-looking man.
Drugs.
I know, right? It's our Halloween edition. Hope you've been enjoying some of the tunes that we've been playing.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to have, well, one of my favorite artists, and it's a tie-in to our 88.5 album dive next week.
Oh, nice.
And also an oldie but a goodie. We're going to go back to the early 1900s.
What?
For some Halloween music.
What?
It's all coming up as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Happy Halloween. From all of us at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Big band, small venue, there's nothing like it. That's why we want to send you to see Queens of the Stone Age at the sold-out Dolby Theater on November 11th. All you have to do is sign up for the SoCal Sound newsletter at thesocalsound.org, and you're automatically entered to win a pair of tickets plus dinner for two at Burns in Hollywood. Sign up for the SoCal Sound newsletter at thesocalsound.org and win dinner at Burns for two plus tickets to see Queens of the Stone Age at their sold-out Dolby Theater show. Only at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Bank of America, Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks. The Americana soul band Dust Bowl Revival comes to Thousand Oaks on November 8th. Known for their free-flowing and joyous live shows, they combine funk rhythms and brass with a fast-picking string section that mash the sounds of New Orleans funk, bluegrass, soul, pre-war blues, and roots music into a genre-hopping, time-bending dance party. Dust Bowl Revival, November 8th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.
The SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, highlighting some of our favorite SoCal rescue organizations and their adoptable animals. Look for our Pet of the Week posted on our socials every Wednesday and also on our website at thesocalsound.org. With the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, together we can find forever homes for these little cuties.
Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, the SoCal Sound has tickets for Jason Isbell in the 400 unit at the Orpheum Theater on January 31st. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, the Orpheum Theater, January 31st. Maybe the covering gap just
swallows you. Cartober isn't just about donating vehicles. It's about driving positive change. By donating your vehicle during Cartober, you can make a real difference by keeping the SoCal Sound and our music community going strong. Together, we can drive change and create a brighter future for all. Donating a vehicle to support the SoCal Sound in Cartober is easy. We do the paperwork and the pickup is free. Schedule a pickup at thesocalsound.org and click support on the homepage.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. Bob Dylan's The Bootleg Series, Volume 18, Through the Open Window, 1956 to 1963, will be released. The highly anticipated album from Florence and the Machine called Everybody Scream is going to be dropped. Guided by Voices are putting out Thick, Rich, and Delicious. The Charlatans' first album since 2017 is going to come out called We Are Love. Radiohead is dropping Hail to the Thief, live recordings 2003 to 2009 on CD and vinyl. And The Who's Who Are You will see its expanded Super Deluxe Edition box set. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday.
On The SoCal Sound. I'm
You dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead. Nobody, since you gone and lost your head. Rigor mortis will set in, Daddy. Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Mose. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath is leaked out of you when your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, Daddy, Jack, you dead.
It's a Halloween edition, a Friday on a Friday. If you love public radio, please protect it.
Please. Please, Billy, please.
Help! Billy, can you protect public radio?
I will, Mom!
We have Protect Public Radio t-shirts available as a thank you gift when you go to thesocalsound.org. Thank you.
Which are pretty rad, I must say.
They're long sleeve hoodies and they're in black for Halloween.
I know, where's mine?
Okay, we played a pretty rad song that I just came across, Jason Friday.
Yeah.
It was Jack, You're Dead.
No.
Louis Jordan. Do you know what year that came out?
1946. Oh my.
Almost 100 years ago.
It was like almost 80.
That's crazy. Yeah, it came out in October 1946.
Wow.
We also played PJ Harvey. The song All Souls, that's from her album, I Inside the Old Year Dying.
Die.
Next week, I'm doing another retro. Oh!
Wow!
That actually scared me.
That wasn't alarming at all. Okay, this is getting serious, guys.
I hope that didn't, if anyone's driving, I hope that didn't scare you.
Jeez.
Next week, we're doing a retro album dive into PJ Harvey's record, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. It just turned 25.
That's crazy.
And it's one of my favorite albums. And also Nick Harcourt's from our morning show. We are going to continue with... There's a band that used to be in L.A. I know they left L.A. I'm pretty sure they don't live here anymore. They're called the Janks. Do you remember them?
The Janks. I know them because of you, to be honest.
It's the Zemed Brothers. They were active when I did my show Out on a Limb on the weekends here. So they have a song that's very fitting for Halloween.
Nice.
I just went on their Instagram for the Janks. The last time they posted was 530 weeks ago.
So they're very active.
And then 506 weeks ago, someone posted, "Where are you guys?" Billy, where are you?
Billy?
Do you know where the Janks are?
I can't find them.
Where's the Zemed Brothers?
Help!
Like, I feel like they moved to, like, Nashville or something.
Oh, there you go.
Janks, if you're listening, phone home!
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. I think we're in our World Series Game 6 rally mode.
Yeah, we are, literally.
Go Dodgers!
Go,
go Dodgers!
Dodgers, please!
Dodgers? Where are you?
We're right here.
All right, this is a great song from the band The Janks. It's Dead Man, 88.5.
The SoCal
Sound. This love is my disease. And I can't find. I'm a dead man for sure. Thank you. be way better off dead. I tell myself in every silence, this may be the last time.
Love is all around. Yeah. reaching for your hand from an unmarked grave, knowing there is nothing you can do or say. 'Cause I'm a dead man.
Halloween edition. A Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater. Ghoulie Slater.
Jason Voorhees.
Friday. By the way, Jason's real last name is Jason Friday. And we used to have a friend who we don't talk to anymore. We ghosted them. They thought you should get married on Friday the 13th. With horror themes. That sounds amazing.
You're the coolest.
All right, so we just played Jesus Mind Glaze and the song I'm a Dead Man. By the way, there was a great descriptor online. Jesus Mind Glaze, psychedelic rock and roll with a tincture of gospel perfume.
God, why do I do music anymore? That is like beyond creative. I love it.
A Jesus Mind Glaze is Cameron Lowe and friends, I guess. He sent me the song. He says they've got a new album, Heartbreak World.
Oh.
Nice going there, Jesus Mind Glaze.
Love it.
1 year we were Jesus and Mary Chain.
That is very.
That was a great costume.
Oh, so, I mean, come on. We almost won first place. I think we won second place.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Let's get into, we're friends with Moa, who plays bass with Olivia Rodrigo.
That's right, Moa, what's up?
Moa just had a baby.
Yeah, congrats.
Now she's a mama.
Her and Luis, congrats, guys.
Yeah, very cool. This song's amazing, and watching a live performance of it is nuts. I think it's really great lyrics, and
it's perfect.
When you want to tell somebody off a little bit,
play this.
Just say, hey, you're a vampire, but don't say it on Halloween. Because that's different.
Exactly. That's a compliment.
All right. It's a Halloween edition, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties in diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw different parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, fame, perk of bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to
talked to, told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, forgot little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
It is the Halloween. Oh, you know what? Where's the reverb? We are professional producers. We should know how to use our reverb when we need it, Jason. Okay, we just listened to the band Pool. Well, it's actually Pool Kids. But they decided to do sort of like a couple of joke songs with the name Pool as more like a metal punk band.
Hardcore, yeah.
Hardcore. And that song was Cleansing. But the irony, I guess, is Hayley Williams from Paramore heard the hardcore songs and was like, who is this band? And then liked them, their real regular music.
Right.
And helped them out. Boosted their socials, if you know how important that is. Olivia Rodrigo before that. We're about to wrap things up on this Halloween. Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's not alarming.
It's so great. It's been fun to hang with you guys.
Yeah.
Be safe out there tonight. Go Dodgers.
God, pray for
us. I don't even know how to feel, but I love the Dodgers, and it's been a beautiful season, and we've got Game 6 tonight whilst handing out candy.
That's right.
So we'll see how that all goes.
Well, we will see.
We're going to play one of the greatest songs that reminds you of... I love when people dress up as dead things for Halloween. I'm not into, like, I'm a sexy kitty. What else? I was a semi-sexy nurse once, but I was also a vampire. So you're a vampire nurse.
Well, when I was younger, some of my friends used caution tape as their costume.
Oh, my gosh. Rob Romero, he showed me photos. He was like a bunny, but he had blood all over him.
Yeah.
And then his girlfriend was like a headless person. That is top notch. And they were driving around with a headless costume on.
That's so good.
I appreciate you guys with the horror costumes. I appreciate you.
Yes.
We don't need any more bunnies.
Please.
Well,
no.
You could be a bunny with blood, no regular bunny.
You do love blood.
Okay, Mookie's on deck. Well, that's scary. Matt Pinfield's also picked some really cool Halloween numbers. Could there be some Misfits on the way? It's possible.
No.
Matt Pinfield's on from 4 to 6. You guys have a great Halloween. I just wanted to tell this story. I was at Hollywood Forever. It was for a movie screening, which is so fun. But unfortunately, it was the day that we all found out that Michael Jackson died, and it was such a shock. So the DJ, before the movie, they play music, the DJ put on Thriller, and at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, everyone got up and danced to Thriller.
That's really nice.
It was wild. All right, happy Halloween, all!
Happy Halloween!
Friday on a Friday! The SoCal Sound! Until next time, my pretties.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.